This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State has been defeated in its final shred of territory in Baghouz, Syria. As Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donohue reports, the defeat means the end of a self-declared caliphate that once spanned one-third of Iraq and Syria.
Raising a flag for victory against Islamic State in Syria. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, said on Saturday that they've captured the militant group's last shred of territory in the east of the country at Baghouz. The triumph ends IS's territorial rule over a self-proclaimed caliphate after years of fighting. However, this might not be the end of the group. A Reuters journalist said some shooting and mortar fire continued on Saturday morning in Baghouz, and an SDF commander warned that the coming phase in the struggle might be even harder. Some IS fighters still remain in Syria and Iraq, awaiting a chance to rise again. And the United States believes the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is still alive and living in Iraq.
Saskia O'Donohue of Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, said the United States still has work to do despite the territorial defeat of the Islamic State group in Syria. Asked by reporters during a visit to Lebanon on Saturday whether the U.S. will provide additional funding to prevent a resurgence of the group, Pompeo said the U.S. mission has not changed.
Our mission there hasn't changed. We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow.
The announcement came one day after U.S. President Donald Trump said the militants no longer control any territory in Syria. Trump has also said there would be a reduction of U.S. troops in the country down to about 400. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As many as 1 million people marched through London on Saturday to demand a second referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. The People's Vote March snaked from Park Lane and other locations to converge on the UK Parliament, where the fate of Brexit will be decided in the coming weeks. Marchers carried European Union flags and signs praising the long-standing ties between Britain and continental Europe. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said that Prime Minister Theresa May has not been able to deliver on what she promised.
The British people didn't vote for the government to gamble on our future. The British people didn't vote for the national nightmare that's been created.
The protests drew people from across Britain who are determined to force Prime Minister May's government to alter its march toward Brexit. After 3 years of debate, it is still uncertain how, when, or even if Brexit will happen, as Prime Minister May tries to plot a way out of the gravest political crisis in at least a generation. Thousands of people fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of yellow vest protests as the government faced intense pressure to avoid a repeat of the rioting and looting that marred last week's rally. Hundreds of demonstrators began marching shortly after midday from a square in the south of Paris across the city towards Montmartre in the north, with banners calling for President Emmanuel Macron to get lost. Authorities had banned demonstrations in a large area in the west of the city, including the Champs-Élysées, the scene of last Saturday's rampage by hundreds of black-clad agitators. Protest bans were also in effect in the centers of Toulouse, Bordeaux, Dijon, Rennes, and the southern city of Nice, where Chinese President Xi Jinping is set to meet his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, this weekend. At least 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded when militants stormed Somali government offices in Mogadishu Saturday. Eyewitnesses say the attack began with a suicide truck bombing at the front gate of a compound that houses the Ministry of Labor and the Ministry of General Works and Reconstruction. Attackers then stormed the buildings and engaged in gunfights with government security forces. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Separately, at least 3 other bombings were reported in Mogadishu. 2 of the blasts targeted a security checkpoint where 4 government soldiers were killed and at least 10 civilians wounded. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.